Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
I am thrilled to finally have the chance to interview award-winning baritone Paolo Schott, who celebrates his 10th anniversary of performing at Feinstein's 54 Below with an encore presentation of his concert, An Enchanted Evening, or Una Noche Encantada. From November 24th through the 27th, kick off the holiday season with Paolo. In this short-form interview, Paolo is bearing it slightly, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Paolo Schott. Hi, Paolo.
Hi, Adam.
It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm very excited to talk to you about your upcoming show, An Enchanted Evening, or Una Noche Encantada.
That's right.
Coming Thanksgiving week, November 24th through 27th. Now, this is your 10th year performing at Feinstein's 54 Below. When you look back over your 10 years of shows here, what is your fondest moment and what is your most embarrassing moment?
I think the first one, you know, I wasn't really a cabaret singer when I started here. I only had a few experiences. I come from the operatic world. I'm an opera singer. And then I became a Broadway actor. And then cabaret came along. So I was learning as I was doing. You know, I have a few experiences here in New York, but coming for the first time to 54 Below, to this beautiful and charming space, was very special to me with a brand new show at that time. And I think that was, as you said, it's my 10th time. So I don't remember that it was so many of them, but it has become something that I make an effort to come every year to this place, because here I can sing songs that I love and I like. And every time that I come, I try to put together songs that people want to hear me singing in my voice. So just like this show that is coming up on this Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. And what has been one of your most embarrassing moments? Have you had like a moment on stage here?
Well, I think it was the time that I forgot to button my fly. it wasn't fun at that time, you know, when it happened. I realized it, but I managed to turn around and to button it. But then my head went crazy for the next two songs. I think I forgot some words, but it's cabaret. It's a very relaxed environment, and I should have used it.
And why do you keep coming back to Feinstein's 54 Below? What do you love about this room specifically?
I love everything about it. I love the audience. I love the people who work here, the sound engineers, the crew, the waiters, and the atmosphere of this club, which is so, so unique. And as I mentioned before, here I get to sing songs that I want, not songs that people want me to sing or give me a show. Or it's totally free. It's the sense of freedom.
And since this show is taking place during Thanksgiving week, what are some of your favorite things to do in the city during the holidays?
You know, it's right now I'm working in Chicago. I'm doing Chicago. So we're doing right now 7 shows a week, not 8 yet. But we have very little time. So, and especially Chicago is coming to its 25th anniversary.
Yes.
We are preparing a special show on the November 16th. So there's not much time to go and to do things, you know. I'm preparing for shows too. I think after the reopening, everybody's so busy, you know, mm-hmm. trying to catch up and trying to do things that were accumulated during this very difficult months.
Yeah.
So, but I enjoy, of course, Central Park. You know, the colors are so beautiful whenever I had the chance to walk. And I love the weather, I love the temperature, and New York is New York.
Yes, yes. Now with the, because I was going to talk about Chicago, what is it like coming back to the show now as opposed to the times before the pandemic when you were in it?
Yes, I opened Chicago in January of 2020 along with Erica Jane at that time. And I ran the show for 4 weeks, and then I had a commitment in Monte Carlo and in Warsaw. But the plan was to come back for 9 more weeks with Chicago. When I came back to New York, the pandemic hit and everything was suspended. So we didn't know when the show was going to come back. And I was in Brazil visiting my family in July and August when I got a call from my agent saying that they are going to reopening and they wanted me to join the company. I took my luggage and came back to New York next day and joined the rehearsals. We had a wonderful experience with Bobby Walter, who was there, the original director during this whole time. And we rehearsed, we relearned the role and with a new cast. And it has been great. You know, the opening night with the company, I remember the audience being absolutely crazy and screaming for 5 minutes when the show started, just showing how hungry they were of live theater. Yes. So that was amazing.
Yes, and I feel so lucky that I actually got to see you in Chicago right before the shutdown with Erica.
You
Jane.
Did?
I did. Any chance I get to hear you sing, I try to get there as much as I can because you have such
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Voice.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I know we have to wrap things up soon, but I do want to ask, you know, the holidays can be a hard time for members of the LGBTQIA plus community. Based upon your experience as an out gay man, what advice would you give to someone who is maybe struggling with their sexuality during this time?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying,
I think we all have to choose the people that surrounds us, the people who love us for what we are. And I know it might be hard for some people to have families that do not accept them for what they are, but there are a lot of good people out there, a lot of people that do understand, and these people can become your family.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. And lastly, do you have any new fun stories you could share about working with Kelly O'Hara?
Oh, Kelly O'Hara. I had the best time with Kelly O'Hara. You know, she was such a sweetheart because when I came to do South Pacific, it was my first musical. And Kelly was so supportive of me. I was so insecure about, you know, speaking on stage because in opera, the music leads you everywhere.
Right.
And she was incredible, a doll. We had the best time during the 2.5 years. In South Pacific, and I remember when Kelly was pregnant, she told me, and she was quite pregnant, still doing the show, you know. But she's so thin, she didn't show a thing. But she told me, you know, when you sang that big note in Some Enchanted Evening, it was the first time that I felt a kick of the baby. So I was so honored to know that the baby kicked when I sang.
Yes. Oh my God, how beautiful. Wow. And lastly, my final question is, I try to end all my interviews with this question. My podcast is called Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So if you could bear it all and reveal something about yourself that you haven't talked about previously, what would you share with me today?
Oh, that's very hard. It's a very personal question.
It is. Which is why I save it till the end.
Well, people always think that singers, they just open their mouths and the singing goes. It's a hard work, you know. I started to share because I think it's important for young singers to know that a good singer and a singer that sings for many, many years is able to do so because of hard work. So before I start any show, I have to prepare myself for an hour vocally singing and prepare. So it's hard work, you know. It's not just open your mouth and go. Maybe when you're very young, it goes naturally. But when you get older and you want to keep singing, it's just hard work, like everything else in the life. You know, you need to work out your voice like you work out at the gym. And that was one of the hardest things during the pandemic, you know, to work out the voice without a perspective when you're going to use it. But we knew that we had to do that, otherwise it would be a disaster.
Yes. Well, that's great advice to give, especially to young singers and those who want to get into the business.
Yeah, so go to your teachers, listen to what they have to do, study, and keep in shape.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Everybody listening, come see Paolo Schott, An Enchanted Evening, or Una Noche Encantada at Feinstein's 54 Below, November 24th through 27th.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.